2nd, sports talk when you need it through podcast technology. I'm Curtis, talking to you at 6:30 p.m. San Francisco time, election day, and I want to hear from you. Text and voice emails go to curtis@thesportspod.com. You can also call in voicemails to 603-649-7771. Contribute to the show. I want to hear from you. Well, it's opening day of the NBA, and it's very, very, very exciting. I'm looking at TNT right now. Baron Davis is on by the TNT group, and it's good to see those guys back together. It looks like Magic's back with Charles and Kenny. All right, today's going to be a short one. I did want to play a clip for you from the Jim Rome Show. He's talking about Latrell Sprewell. Okay, Latrell is a piece of work.
Got more thoughts on the NFL? Sammy Sosa still does not get it. Joe Paterno is running his program into the ground. And you got the NBA opening up tomorrow. It don't look now, but Latrell Sprewell is in the final year of his contract. He wanted an extension before the year started, and it does not appear that he's going to get it. And he's already saying that he'll leave as a free agent if they don't hook him up. Here's what he said, and I quote, "Why would I want to help them win a title? They're not doing anything for me. I've got a lot of risk here. I've got my family to feed. Anything can happen. It's a long season. You never know." End quote. Great quote. Let's break this thing down. First of all, to the question, why would I want to help them win a title? I don't know. I just thought that that's why all pro athletes are in it, to win a world title. Especially if I don't have one, or if they don't have one. Why would I want to help them win a title? I don't know, it's your job. Point number two, quote, "They're not doing anything for me." The last I checked, those checks that they scratch for you are not floating. They're not bouncing. They're paying you. That's what they're doing for you. "They're not doing anything for me." What, you play for free? Point number three, I've got a family to feed.
They're under contract.
Yeah, I don't know.
And then they want to hold out for more money, even though they're under contract. It doesn't make sense. What the fuck? It doesn't make sense. I mean, you know, this is the perfect point. Romy said this. If you're playing shitty, look at Grant Hill. Can they go back to him and say, oh, you know, we want to renegotiate your contract? No, they can't do it. So, I mean, Latrell's a piece of work. He's always been a piece of work, man. Choking PJ. Speaking of team, holy shit. I'm sure this is exactly what KG wants to hear, all this shit. He's making a ton of money, so he's happy. But, yeah, I mean, T-Wolves were supposed to be strong this year, and I'm sure they will be. I'm sure they're all going to work it out. I'm sure they'll... I don't think they're going to win the title. I do not think they're going to win the title. Who's going to win the title? San Antonio's going to be very strong. Detroit, you have to think about. I think San Antonio's going to win it. San Antonio, it's going to be San Antonio versus Detroit. No, yeah, it's going to be San Antonio versus Detroit. San Antonio's going to win it all. Okay? Mark that down, take that to the bank. All right, I'm going to have to wrap this up for today. It is a short one, but thanks for listening. As always, you can find previous Sports Pod podcasts at thesportspod.com. You can email me at curtis@thesportspod.com. And you can call in voicemails to 603-649-7771. And I will talk to you soon.
Break. Down goes Frazier. I don't believe what I just saw. Sports.